Well, to one prison in Sydney now, and corrective services staff carried out a dawn raid in the Park Lee prison after an inmate with links to a notorious gang posted photographs on social media. The man who'd been using a mobile phone to post the images on Instagram, and they've now been published in the press. It's the latest in a string of incidents, with five mobile phones seized from Park Lee prison alone in the last few weeks. Investigations are also underway into allegations that a guard was bribed to bring the phone in. Thomas Ariti has our report.
They provide a glimpse of life that many of us never see. Photos of prisoners praying, chatting in common areas, and flexing their muscles inside their cells. But how they were taken and posted on social media is of growing concern. Mark Wilson is the Assistant Commissioner for Security and Intelligence at Corrective Services New South Wales.
There's been some active intelligence and investigative work being undertaken at Park Lee, so we were aware there was an issue with phones there. So we found two last week and we found two yesterday morning as a result of that work. One of those phones that was found yesterday morning was the phone that was used to post on Instagram.
Mark Wilson was speaking from Park Lee Prison, where another raid was carried out this morning and another phone was found. But by then, photos had already been published in the Sydney press, allegedly taken by a man with links to the Brothers for Life street gang. He used his phone to communicate with followers on Instagram from the confines of his cell. Mr. Wilson says with the help of a specially trained dog, the phone was found.
Intelligence information did indicate that it would be in that unit, and the canine phone detection dog did actually pinpoint where the phone was.
The problem of phones in prisons isn't isolated to Park Lee. Late last month, shoplifter Beau Wiles took photos of himself in his cell at Goulburn, south of Sydney. He posted them on Facebook, told his girlfriend he loved her, and within 48 hours had vanished from the prison grounds. Wiles was captured a day later. Assistant Commissioner Mark Wilson says the department is doing what it can to crack down on contraband.
It's very, very difficult. It's a challenge that's faced by every correctional jurisdiction in the world, not just New South Wales. So that's why we're deploying some latest technology into each maximum security centre by the close of this year. But, you know, our end game is to continue developing the jamming, which we think is the ultimate solution to mobile phones in prisons, and that is very well advanced.
In the meantime, the man involved in the latest incident has been transferred to the maximum security prison at Goulburn. Brett Collins from the prisoner rights group Justice Action wants to know why.
It's a silly overreaction, to be honest. Now, clearly, they're very embarrassed. The media's seen what has been occurring. They can see actually from inside the jail, you know, what's actually occurring in there. And then the overreaction is to move the prisoner to supermax. I mean, clearly he should be charged for the offence and an internal charge of some sort instead of acting as though he's some sort of terrorist.
Brett Collins says the posts on social media raise some important questions, namely how the phones got in the prisons in the first place. He says he's not surprised about allegations from the prisoner published in the Daily Telegraph newspaper that guards were bribed.
There's no question the morale of the guards is right down. I mean, you've got 12,000 prisoners there and they deliberately have been cutting back costs. In fact, the corrective services boasts of having the least cost per prisoner, but it also has the least time out of cells. So what you're really having now is a penny-pinching approach that means that guards will be easily bribed. And of course, the final result is that people are more likely to have to return to jail much more rapidly than they would otherwise.
In a statement, the New South Wales Minister for Corrections, David Elliott, says he's pleased the department took swift action to remove the phone at Park Lee. But he says he agrees that mobile phones have become a challenge in prisons around the world, and work's being done to ensure they can't be used in the future.
Thomas Ariti reporting.